and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air Guardsman accused of leaking documents online will be in court this afternoon. CBS's Catherine Herridge with more on the newly released court report.
What these records show is that these internal security procedures did flag Texera, but a decision was made by his supervisors to let him stay in that position.
President Biden's meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit in Japan.
When it comes to technology,
it seems to me we're deepening our cooperation on emerging technologies, including new partnerships between the United States and Japanese companies.
Speaking with the Prime Minister of Japan, the president said when it comes to the war in Ukraine,
we stand up for the shared values, including supporting the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A horrific crash on an interstate in Oregon. It involved two semi-trucks and a van sandwiched in between. At least seven are dead, several others injured. Police are still investigating what caused the crash. So how will the TikTok ban in Montana work? Our Nancy Chen explains.
The law prohibits app stores from allowing downloads of TikTok within Montana's borders. Industry trade group TechNet says app stores don't currently have the ability to block downloads on a state-by-state basis.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce a presidential run as soon as next week. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says his campaign will showcase his recent legislative achievements.
Transporting migrants out of the state, there were changes to death penalty laws, loosened gun restrictions, all of it designed to demonstrate to Republican voters or the independent voters that might favor them across the country, this guy's serious about implementing a conservative policy agenda.
Residents of Farmington, New Mexico are still trying to come to grips after a mass shooting left three women dead. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The small community of Farmington remembered the three women who died. 79-year-old Shirley Voida, 97-year-old Gwen Schofield, and her 73-year-old daughter, Melody Ivy.
Three pillars of our community and such a tragedy.
A lot of tired hockey fans today. The Carolina Hurricanes and Florida Panthers game was really long. It ended roughly 6 hours after the puck drop, and it was Florida with the 3-2 victory in four overtimes.
Kachuk with a shot. He scores! Matthew Kachuk with 12 and 7, 10 seconds remaining.
That courtesy of the NHL. It was the sixth longest game in NHL history. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 57. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 40. Tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 73. 74 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is Thursday at noon, so that means it is time for public service announcement. And we are holding that spot for our upcoming fun see, this is the number one question, the baby brain thing, but some intro music for this segment. But we also are welcoming back Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How are you, friend?
I am so good. And when you said we are holding that spot for our public cervix announcement, it made me think about speculums that we have to use to hold open vaginal tissue so we can see a cervix. That's where my mind is right
now.
That's
where
your
mind went. Got it. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I do want to, I think my two pregnancy questions that we can hold off till closer to the end are baby brain and also heartburn and how to deal with that, because that is certainly started. But let's get right into some of the news from this week. Last week we were talking about the FDA potentially approving a over-the-counter birth control pill. And this week, FDA has approved a new drug to treat hot flashes.
Hot flashes. 80% of women experience hot flashes, but there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of confusion about menopausal treatment, hormone therapy. A lot of women are afraid of it. There was this trial that happened, I don't know, 20 years ago now, that created a lot of fear for patients and providers. So many women are reluctant to use hormone therapy or unable to use hormone therapy. But now they have another option.
So this is not hormonal, is basically this new drug. How does it work?
So it's called fezolinetant, or Veozah is going to be the name that you see on the box. And it works by binding to a receptor that regulates body temperature and blocks its activity. So instead of the hormone, it works at the level of the receptor. This is an incredible find. It's the first drug of its kind, and it is something that is really going to be a game changer for women who suffer from hot flashes.
Go ahead, Jane.
Jane is so excited.
Jane's so excited.
Well, I no longer need that. It would have been great at the time because I can just, hot flashes are so much fun. There's nothing better than waking up in the middle of the night and you're dying because you're broiling to death. And then you start sweating, and then you start freezing because you're all wet because you've been sweating, and then you're hot again. So this sounds like a wonderful thing.
It is. And still, I have to really put a plug out there for hormone therapy. Many people will have their best results from using hormone therapy. So that's something that if you experience hot flashes, you should talk about your doctor or talk with your doctor about all of the different options that are out there. But if you have a history of vaginal bleeding, stroke, heart attack, blood clots, liver disease, it may not be an option for you. So you just had to suffer in the past or use like environmental things like a fan in your bedroom or like sheets that you could put on and take off, you know, that you had to just try to control it. Ice packs. A lot of people wear like an ice shawl to cool them down that they can then just take off quickly. Or people have personal fans. I'm sure you've seen that. All of those things are still things that you can use. But now this medication was shown to reduce the incidence of hot flashes, severe hot flashes by 60%.
Wow.
60%. And when you still had hot flashes, it made them significantly less severe. So this medication is a game changer.
Well, and it's such a big sleep disruptor, hot flashes. It really is. And it's hard to get a decent night's sleep when you're awake every 20 minutes or whatever, because you're dying. So that's wonderful news.
And if you're not sleeping, then how are you functioning the next day?
Exactly.
Like, think about the impact of this on the rest of your life. This isn't just about the moment of the hot flash. This is about you holistically.
And I guess as someone, what actually causes hot flashes? Like, what is it about your body changing and going through menopause that it's like, well, we're going to do this now? We've had X amount of years of periods and cramps and maybe some childbirth in there, but now, you know, when you're coming to an end, let's just really end with a bang, with some hot flash fireworks.
Because why not? Have you had hot flashes in your pregnancy? Sometimes it happens to people in pregnancy.
Oh God, really? No, let's knock on wood right now.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen. So we think that that's what it's related to, although nobody knows for sure. And it may be different causes for different women.
Oh, wow.
And now, now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other. That's hilarious.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
Ethel and Louise. Just like you name your boobs, you name your ovaries. All right. So the next story is the WHO has said, don't use sugar substitutes for weight loss, which is, I feel like sugar substitutes are in what everything that is cat, like every Diet Coke, every like aspartame, like there's so much sugar substitute that is in diet food that this is a game changer potentially, at least if you follow it. Right. But are they basically saying don't do it because it's not healthy or don't do it because you won't lose weight actually with sugar substitute?
So this study looked at 283 studies. It's a review of lots of different kinds of studies. And what they found was using sugar substitutes doesn't actually result in long-term weight loss. And this includes, like you said, there are lots of different sweeteners, but it includes things like aspartame and stevia, monk fruit, things that recently have been marketed to us as safer alternatives or better, more natural alternatives. All grouped into the same pile as sugar substitutes.
And so that's basically it. It's basically that you will not like you, it's the long-term effectiveness is not actually there. And so is it because there's still calories in it or what is the, cause I always think about at the very fundamental level of weight loss, is it not just calories in, calories out?
It should be, I mean, logically, but no, it's actually really complicated. Obesity is a disease, and it's not just as easy as changing your calorie input output. There's a set point that your body tends to like to maintain. And the fat cells that you've built up over time actually release a hormone. I mean, obesity medicine, because, you know, 40% of Americans are obese. So this is not a small problem. So we're starting to research it and starting to understand it better. If you say to your doctor, I'm trying everything and I'm just not losing weight, that's possible. You may be trying everything. You may be counting your calories really carefully and exercising. And it is a struggle to lose weight. And diet sodas can actually be making it worse in a way, like psychologically. Yeah. There's a school of thought that if you drink a diet soda, then maybe you think you can eat something a little bit more.
Oh,
so that may be part of it. Mm-hmm. That may be part of it. And when they looked at, these are the results from the randomized control trials, but when they looked at the observational studies, and an observational study, to be very clear, does not mean that something causes something. It's just a group of people that they looked at and they were looking for patterns. And what they saw with the observational study was that people who drank diet soda were more likely to have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and death from heart disease, as well as bladder cancer and death from any cause. So again, drinking diet soda doesn't mean that these things are going to happen to you, but the observational studies saw that these things were more associated in diet soda drinkers.
So Dr. Lyerly, if I want to indulge and have a soda, which I do very rarely, is it better just to go with a, you know, the fully leaded Coca-Cola as opposed to a Diet Coke?
Hey, if you do it rarely, it's really not going to make a difference. But if you're having four a day, that will definitely make a difference. Yeah. And water is always a better alternative.
If you get bored of water, what's a different alternative? Is LaCroix fine?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because there's nothing really in there. Or you could put
How about a Fresca? Is Fresca fine?
Fresca,
I think, has alternative. They have some natural sweeteners, I think, but Fresca, you were never a Fresca person, Jane. Did we already have this conversation?
There's weird floaty things in Fresca that should not be there.
No, not anymore. That was the glass bottle. The cans are just like a grapefruit deliciousness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jane, I'm with you on that one. Ooh. I am not a Fresca person.
No.
Sorry. What about kombucha? That's fizzy.
That's fizzy.
Otherwise, I have a sister who puts lemon and ginger in her water. She keeps a big container. She will do cucumbers sometimes, which I've tried and I think personally is disgusting. But I would go with the lemon. See, it's tasty, you know, to jazz up your water a little bit.
Jazz up the water.
Mm-hmm. It's not just about water. It's not just about sodas. It's about lots of other things too, like barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, salad dressings, they have stealth sugars in them and stealth sugar substitutes. So really the message here is read your labels, know what you're putting into your body.
Yeah. What about Skittles? Dr. Lyerly, you probably are not in on the joke that I eat like a teenager and that the amount of my Skittle intake is high.
It's practically, they're practically fruits, aren't they, Dr. Lyerly?
Wait, thanks for letting me just have that one. As all the things that I'm going through right now, just let me have that one. All right, when we come back, we have some listener questions to go through, and I will ask my questions about my pregnancy and some how to alleviate heartburn without taking Pepto, because I know that I cannot take that. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You had me down. I've got it. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy today with isolated thunderstorms likely. Highs around 66. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 43. High temperatures reach up to 70. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mid-70s Sunday, turning cooler on Monday with highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha,
it's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we do answer your questions, go through the news, all things having to do with women's health. And if you have any questions for the doctor, feel free to text or call 844-967-2789. Unless you are listening to the podcast and can't do it live, then shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Well, we'll get to some of our questions that we got during the week this last week, but I'm going to, it's my show, so we're going to trump my questions.
As of this last week,
have been, the heartburn has come, and I am not someone who had never, I never got heartburn before, never got acid reflux, unless like every once in a while, maybe. But it was not a chronic thing for me at all. So this is very new for me to be burping all the time. Jane's probably heard it in her, her headphones at some point over the last week.
I haven't been sure if it's been hiccups or burps, but anyway.
Yeah, it's exactly. And so I know I can't take Pepto-Bismol. I can take Tums. Mm-hmm. What else natural should I be taking like advantage of that I can or cannot do to try to treat this? Because this is uncomfortable, and I can only imagine it's going to get worse as this kid gets bigger.
I always like thinking about the really benign things first. So when are you having these symptoms? Is it after you drink a bunch of water? Is it, do you eat a big meal and then go to bed and you lay down? No. Is it all the time?
It's been kind of all the time. And I think the big thing, because I've been taking advantage of the fact that I can have like one cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm starting to realize that maybe I can't have that cup of coffee. And I read last, so like the coffee thing, but I mostly have been eating bland food anyways. Like it wasn't like a lot of fried food. It wasn't a lot of stuff. It's a lot of like bagels and toast and cottage cheese and Greek yogurt with granola, but it's been uncomfortable. So the thing I read last night that's I'm going to try is getting a gallon of milk and having supposedly it said milk, drinking a glass of milk can help. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah, I mean, it has that kind of, you know, soothing alkaline kind of property, and this is Wisconsin, so if it's going to happen, it's going to work for you.
Yeah, Absolutely. Any other advice as far as how to mitigate it?
So the problem for many people is that think about your stomach like a pouch that makes acid, and not like a little toxic acid. It is like some serious acid in there. And at the top of your stomach, at the bottom of your esophagus, where those things come together, there's a sphincter. There's a sphincter there, a little round muscle. And in pregnancy, that sphincter gets kind of like lazy. So if your stomach is full of liquid, or if you have a lazy sphincter, then some of that stomach acid stuff can come rumbling back up into your esophagus, which is what gives you that heartburn sensation. So the two things you can do are basically try to like settle down that acid stuff that's going on in your stomach. So Tums works for that. There are other medications that we can prescribe for that as well. Or try to just change your behavior so your stomach doesn't get so full, so that after you eat, like the triggers, you know, coffee is a trigger for you. So maybe coffee isn't an option because, you know, it causes, I know, I'm sorry. Or like some people will drink a ton of water and their stomach will get full and then it'll just bubble back through that sphincter and cause problems. Or they'll eat a big meal at night, maybe a fatty meal where their stomach stays kind of full, and then they'll go to bed and lay down and that sphincter is lazy. So food will come back up through that sphincter and cause a problem at night when they go to bed. So just trying to, you know, treat your sphincter nicely, and then also managing the pH in your stomach.
That's going to be one of my new favorite insults, is to call someone a lazy sphincter.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, a lazy sphincter. Oh, man, that is harsh.
Ooh, you called me a what?
Use it wisely.
All right. Well, that is good to know. And then my other pregnancy question for this week was, momnesia, baby brain, what to call it, as far as words not coming as quickly as they used to.
That's a really frustrating one, isn't it?
Oh, especially when you talk for a living. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, and it's real. And you know the words. They're like there. The thing you want to say is there, and you just can't like actually get it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's real. We think it's because of hormonal changes. And some recent studies have looked at MRI imaging of pregnant people's brains, and they've actually seen remodeling of the gray matter, of the connections in people's brains related to hormonal changes of pregnancy. We don't really know why. We think it's somehow adaptive, maybe to facilitate bonding, but I don't honestly know why, but we do have the evidence that shows that it is a real thing.
Well, that's validating to know that it is a real thing. And then you're not just like dumb. But also that's wild that you can see it on MRIs, that it is actually changing. And so is it something that is during pregnancy? Because it also is something that is, I mean, I've heard at least post-pregnancy is still an issue as well. Is it something that does eventually come back, doctor?
Well, your pregnancy is not over when the baby comes out. You know, despite what politicians think, the pregnancy actually continues throughout the postpartum period. It takes your body about a year to recover from a pregnancy. And it's a gradual recovery. You know, at some point you'll get your period back and all of these things start to return your body to normal, or at least what the new normal is going to be. But the hormonal changes are going to gradually, they change really quickly at the time of delivery, and then they change gradually after that. And breastfeeding is a major contributor here. Breastfeeding is a giant hormonal change for your body. So I found personally that breastfeeding gave me worse momnesia than the pregnancy itself, which I think is part of why they think it facilitates that bonding, because breastfeeding really is such an important time to bond.
Well, you did it four times. So if you did it four times, I can do it at least this once. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so much as always. We will save some of the other questions that we didn't get to for next week. But as always, if you have stuff you want us to talk about, we are here to answer your questions. Or she is here because she is the smart one. We are the smart asses. But Dr. Kristen Lyerly, as always, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's such a joy, ladies. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We'll take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about how Minnesota is getting it done with paid leave. We'll be back in a minute.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 57. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 40. Tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 73. 74 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry with Jane Matinere, and Minnesota is marching along towards getting and securing paid family leave for all residents with their Paid Family and Medical Leave Act. Wisconsin is not quite there, so we're excited to talk a little bit more about what it looks like in Minnesota, how it's going to work, what we can learn from them. And so here to talk to us about that is Sarah Piepenberg, who is the owner of Vinaigrette and a Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and also Sean Fetteplace, who is returning, but now has the new title of Interim Organizing and Policy Director with Main Street Alliance. Is that a promotion, Sean?
It might be. It also means more work, but I'm excited to take it on.
Okay, well.
But no, I'm super excited to be here with you, and thanks for taking the time. And as it happens, the bill's moving through the Senate as we speak.
Wow.
So it may pass while we're on the interview here. So we'll see if that happens or not. But it's definitely on track to pass today.
Because it passed the House yesterday, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah.
I was gonna say, last night.
I guess, Sarah, just to start kind of the foundational, like, what does the bill do? What does it look like?
It offers 20 weeks of leave. So 12 weeks can be used, say, for family leave. And then you can have an additional 8 weeks to take care of a sick loved one or to take care of yourself.
And so, and how does that, it works basically like unemployment insurance, right? Where it's something that everyone pays into?
Correct. Correct. So employers and employees pay in, they split that. You have the option to pay in for your employee if you choose not to pass that cost on to your employee. But yes, it's an equal pay in.
And so when you say, so it's 12 weeks and then 8 weeks, is that once in your lifetime? Is that every time you need it? Or how does it work as far as, so like, I am pregnant right now, but if I have a kid, if I were in Minnesota and had a kid this year, but then had a kid 3 years from now, what would that look like?
It's every year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So 20 weeks is yearly, potentially. And which is also one of the fear tactics that we see people using or saying. But in reality, most people actually don't take all of their leave. And this isn't something, you know, you have to have a qualifying event in order to take this leave.
Got it. And so I guess as far as, I think we often think about the individual who would be able to benefit from this and how many people, whether it's taking care of a parent or another sick family member or having a baby. But what does this mean actually as a small business owner? Like, how does this help small businesses?
Well, I want to like highlight first and foremost, the whole reason why I got into this fight was because of my employee.
Oh, interesting.
So this wasn't, you know, I had an employee that fell and she needed to be out for 12 weeks while she recovered. We have what we kind of determined as an unlimited sick policy. So we didn't say you get 3 sick days a year. If you get sick, we're going to pay you. Linda, my employee, wasn't expecting that. But what happened is because we paid her, we became, you know, late on our mortgage at our home and our commercial rent. But if this policy had been in place, it would have completely been avoidable, mm-hmm. because I would have been paying in the entire time. And let's face it, frankly, I would be paying in less than what it actually cost me out of pocket initially when I, you know, paid for Linda to be out. So as a small business owner, it levels the playing field. I can compete with some of the larger employees here in the metro, employers here in the metro, to be able to offer something. There's a lot of people that work for their benefits. So this is, it levels the playing field.
Absolutely. And so what has organizing looked like in Minnesota to get this done?
A lot of work.
I can imagine.
Honestly, it... We were split. We had a Democratic House. We had a Republican Senate. I got into this fight about 5 years ago, but it started 7 years ago. And it would move through the House and move through the House and then just stall out in the Senate. But what I think it really took is getting this grassroots effort of business owners, because time and time and time again, and even right now here in Minnesota, when I listen to the news and them talk about this, they continually say that small businesses are not in support of this, when in fact, that's not true. And again, who's complaining about it are some of the bigger and larger employers that have used their paid leave policies to entice people to come and work for them. But the other piece is they're okay with just offering 6 weeks paid leave. Right? Not the 12 weeks paid leave. And actually, when you break this down, which I've sat down with a number of business owners to really go through what this is going to cost you, you get twice as much for half the price. Because again, I've been a business owner for 14 years and have been looking into the private market, and you're passing on tremendous cost to your employees if you want them to get a cancer waiver. Because time off isn't covered if you get cancer, right? There is no paternity leave unless you set up some individual fund that then the insurance company manages and makes money off of. And over 60% of them don't offer maternity leave for people that adopt. So this is a comprehensive, affordable package that I can offer to, you know, that I can partake in.
We're talking to Sarah Peppenberg, who is an owner of, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Vinaigrette?
Vinaigrette, yep.
Vinaigrette, okay, just making sure. And the Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and Sean Fedaplace, interim organizing and policy director with Main Street Alliance. And so I guess that's a good segue as far as what role did Main Street Alliance play in the organizing and making sure this bill didn't die and actually is going to get passed, it sounds like.
Yeah, I can speak that more broadly. And Sarah, if you want to step in, happy to have you do that. So this has been a long-term process in Minnesota to get paid leave passed, as she said, you know, going back years and years. And Sarah, I was described as one of the OGs actually on paid leave in the state by a national partner, because there's been a lot of work by a lot of people for a very long time to get us here. You know, the political opportunity to present itself, though, this cycle. And I have to say, the grass is looking awfully green on the other side of the Mississippi right now, considering you know, how much good stuff is happening, because you have paid leaves on the cusp, but also they did a public option for healthcare. They've legalized marijuana. They also did sick and safe time. That just passed. They're making massive investments in childcare, and they're making the kinds of family-friendly, you know, workforce-friendly investments that are necessary if that state's going to continue to grow. Granted, they had a $19 billion surplus. We have seven. So they did have the money to do this too. And so it was a confluence of a good opportunity, but also with a lot of hard work by our members. And Sarah, do you want to maybe speak to a little bit about the Day of Action and the work that's been happening at the Capitol recently?
I think a lot of it has, from the back in the OG days when we didn't have as very many members and we were kind of a little, you know, piece of excitement, say from the national level with Main Street, but it was continually meeting with business owners, then also building our partnerships with a number of other coalitions that supported paid leave. And that momentum continually grew. But I think the biggest piece is actually highlighting small businesses, true small businesses, over and over and over, and helping us organize and find our voices to navigate this daily changing world that we live in.
And so, when this passes, which is jealous.
Happening right now, yes.
And when does it take effect? Like, is it is it next year? Is it 2025? Like, when you actually start to see the effects of it?
2025.
Okay.
2025.
And so I guess, and this is probably a question for either of you, granted your political makeup of your, who sits in your governor's administration and in your legislature is different than Wisconsin, but I guess what can Wisconsin learn? Because this was something that was proposed in our governor's budget proposal as far as having a similar program that was, both employers and employees pay into it, but it does not look like it's going to make at least the legislature's proposed budget. And so I guess, what are some of the other things, knowing the limitations of who our elected officials are, that you feel like Wisconsin can learn to try to make this happen here?
Yeah. So I would just say, first off, you know, we, as folks who listen to this show and others know, we've been going through the budget process, and we're, you know, pretty close to, we're in the red zone, so to speak, to use a football metaphor for the Wisconsin listeners. But you know, we're pretty close to the end. This, the hard decisions are being made now. The capital is a little chaotic. And, you know, there's a few high priorities that we've had as an organization through the state legislative process. One was Medicaid expansion, Badger Care expansion. It is the dumbest thing ever that we've not actually taken that free money to insure 100,000 people. But, you know, the insurance companies don't particularly want to have the competition, so that's why it hasn't happened. But there's that issue. There's child care counts, which does look like we have a shot at saving. We're working very, very hard, and there's been a lot of great advocates working on that issue to help save it, and organizers, including, oh, shout out Corrine Hendrickson and a bunch of other folks who've been super instrumental on that. And then paid leave. Paid leave, we always knew it was going to be an uphill climb with this legislature. That said, you know, after the budget wraps up, a standalone paid leave bill is going to be introduced. And all this energy that we've put into this over the course of the last, you know, couple of months in the last year, we're going to flow into getting co-sponsors, getting support and building and really helping inform the public about the good news. And the good news, too, is that we can take a lot of the good work that Minnesota's done around their very robust coalition and their tactics. They've been very effective, and help to replicate that here to get it across the finish line. It probably will take a couple of legislative cycles to get it done, but that's why it's so important to get started now. And so today we actually worked with Family Friendly Wisconsin to release a storybook about what's at stake with paid leave. And so I would encourage everybody to check out the Family Friendly Wisconsin Twitter handle. You can read them all there and help share those stories and really help to make the case about why we need to get paid leave in Wisconsin.
If I can say from a business owner's perspective that I think was, we kind of didn't always hit, is but to sit down actually with business owners, because over and over again, the chamber will send their lobby dogs each and every time to testify against it. But interestingly enough, they don't bring chamber members because let's face it, the chamber is a networking opportunity for life coaches and light bulb salesmen. I've been a member of Minneapolis, Edina, and Excelsior chambers, and that's exactly what it is. It's an exchange. So to see that the big guys, the lobbyists, come out over and over and over again, I think the biggest thing is we need to continue to listen to small business owners. We cannot keep letting them hear the fear tactics, which, like, this is going to cost you for so much, and what's going to happen if you have to, your employee has to be gone for 20 weeks. Okay, we do have a labor shortage, correct? And if these are, you value this employee and you want them to come back, why wouldn't you give them that time? So I'm also exhausted. We can't keep vilifying employees that somehow, some way, this is going to be taken advantage of. I think we need to sit down and actually look at the business conversation, which is, if I have to hire somebody else to replace Logan, who's here right now in my store.
We're coming up against a break, so unfortunately we have to cut you off. But that's Sarah Pieperberg. This is so great. Sean Fetteplace, thank you so much. We'll certainly, if you want to send me all the links so we can get that on our show notes for today, as far as how people can get involved and take action in Wisconsin. But like I said, very jealous of that Minnesota is getting this done, because it is a huge step forward. So bravo to all the work you put in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Have a great day. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Be right back.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy today with a high of 66. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 43 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 70. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 75. 72 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Can hook you up with some tickets for Monday night's game, which is the first pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. The Brewers will be hosting the Houston Astros in Milwaukee both Monday through Wednesday. And so we have the other pair of tickets that we're giving away. We gave two away yesterday, but Greg Bach kindly offered himself that if we do not give these away, he would gladly take them.
That was and so nice of him and so selfless.
And so I do have to tease him, though, that he has like, you can always call in and win them, but you have to listen to the show, Greg.
There is that. Yes,
there is that.
Yeah, that part.
You're not here. You could listen to the show and win the tickets. But these tickets are obviously brought to you by the Civic Media flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also listen and catch the Brewers on WRC News from the Center in Richland Center at 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And I have a pretty easy question.
All right.
Pretty easy to look up if you don't know it off the top of your head. But because we're playing the Astros, what year did the Astros cheating scandal happen?
Did you know this off the top of your head?
I didn't know what year. I knew that it happened. I obviously knew that the Astros cheating scandal happened at the end. The Astros are cheaters. But I had to look up what year it actually was. But that's what I mean. So it's pretty easy to look it up. But so basically the Houston Astros reached the World Series for the third time since the baseball's biggest cheating scandals in years tarnished the team's championship in what year? 844-967-2789. If you would like two tickets to club level seats.
Good seats.
Good seats.
Yes.
The best seats. They're the best seats in the house. Let us know. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What year did the Astros, did that championship get called into question because the Astros are cheaters? And so we will take your calls. Jane, looks like maybe we have a call already, but Jane will pick up the phone, take your call, take your answer, and you will win tickets to the Brewers game on Monday. Hopefully you get some good weather. I think this weekend the weather is supposed to look good, so I am very excited about that. Debbie is coming down. We're actually going to be doing yard work this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to do some home improvement.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Ben from West Bend joining us. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Do you know the? Do you know what year, what championship year did the Astros get in trouble for?
I want to say it's 2022.
It was not 2022. You want to take another guess? It's in the recent 21. History, but it was
2021.
Not 2021. I'll give you one more shot. A little bit earlier.
Okay. 2019.
Oh, no. But, Jane, why don't you get his information just in case, because Ben actually called in and we'll just, if someone else answers it, otherwise, Ben, you'll be our runner up and we'll get you those tickets. So Jane will stay on the line. Jane will get your information. Cause we play it fast and loose here as far as how sticky and how much of sticklers we are to our trivia, our trivia rules. But, if you can have a chance to steal. So basically you can steal from Ben right now. If before the end of this segment, you can call in, or I guess before we come back, cause at the, top of the next hour after the news, Paul Noonan is going to be back and we're going to talk college football and what the Wisconsin Badgers are framing up to look like for this fall. We're going to talk about the end of an era that Mike Lucas is retiring. Maybe talk a little Packers news. Maybe he can let us know how good Simone Biles' husband actually is, because all I know is that he is Simone Biles' husband, and also just a Brewers update in general. So Paul will be here at 106. But if you can call in and steal Ben's tickets, 844-967-2789. But you only get one guess. I'm not giving you three guesses like I gave Ben.
We have Randy on the line.
Okay, Randy
from Waukesha. Hey, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi, Randy. Do you know what year we're looking for?
I'm pretty sure it was 2018.
I think it was the year before.
Oh. I knew it was earlier than those last three guesses.
It was earlier. It was 2017. And so, if you stick on the line, Jane, I don't know, then what do we do with the, we got two competitors.
I think
Randy,
we're going
to
have to,
closer.
I know.
I think we have to give him a Randy.
All right.
Sorry, Ben, we'll get you next time, but Ben, we'll have tickets all season long. But, if we want to get Randy's information, we'll get Randy. Congratulations. You were 1 year off, but yeah. So the Houston Astros, the team's championship was 2017. And there was penalties handed down in 2020. And so all the kind of the aftermath of stuff that happened from the scheme that happened in 2017. And so, you know, it seems like because they've gotten on to like continue to be very successful as a team. And so it hasn't been, I don't know, but I think like people just kind of forget that. I was like, oh, yeah, like it was a thing.
Was
a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a thing. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks to Ben and Randy both for taking a swing at the answer. But like I said, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we will be talking to our friend Paul Noonan, who is going to give us an update on the Badgers, Brewers, Packers. Maybe he still has his eye on the racing sausages. That we have not had an update in 2 weeks on whether or not anyone has bid on those racing sausages yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We will check that out. And then at the bottom of the next hour, keep this in mind. How much would you spend on your sick dog? Just, you know, for personal reasons, I'm trying to gauge, because we may or may not have had a sick dog in the house yesterday. And that's where my mind's at. So we'll be taking a break. Come back with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't tell that one back.
Hey! Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of